Now, what's all this, Nadia, about an impossible burger? Because I've been seeing headlines about this. What's the impossible burger, and would you eat one?
I would definitely eat one. It's a more sustainable and environmentally friendly way to consume burgers, because this burger is pretty much a meat mimic. It tastes like meat and it looks like meat, but it's fully made from plants material. And what's the difference between other meat mimics, what I've been told, is that it has this added hemoglobin.
Hemoglobin. So this burger bleeds?
This burger bleeds. It has the hemoglobin, but not from animals, but from plants.
Oh, because hemoglobin is the stuff in our red blood cells that carries oxygen around the body.
Yes.
It's got iron in it.
So exactly.
And that's why we like eating red meat, because it's good for your iron levels.
Yep. So the hemoglobin that is added in this meat mimic, this impossible burger, is to give that iron taste that we associate with meat. But this particular hemoglobin comes from plants. The gene itself comes from plants.
Doesn't it come actually, the nodules that you work on?
Exactly.
Because
it comes from soybean, yes.
Yeah, because when you cut those across, they do look a reddy colour, don't they?
Yes,
and I asked
a
plant scientist this, and they said, yes, that's this leg hemoglobin molecule, mm-hmm. because the bacteria are actually very metabolically active,
mm-hmm.
and they're using a lot of this stuff in order to maintain a high metabolism.
So it functions the same way as the hemoglobin in our blood, which is to carry oxygen. But in nodules, so when the bacteria is fixing nitrogen, it doesn't like to have a lot of oxygen. So what it does is this leg hemoglobin, which makes the nodules very pink, is that to get the oxygen away from those bacteria that are fixing nitrogen.
To keep it away from the reaction that needs
exactly.
to fix the nitrogen.
Yep.
And so the impossible burger makers are using this. So you can say it's genuinely vegan, but it's a good way of having iron in this
yes,
plant-based burger.
Yeah.
Have you tried one? Are they any good?
I haven't tried one, but I have friends who actually already tried one.
Yeah.
And she said that if no one told her that's made from plants, she wouldn't even know.
Nadia, that's brilliant.